This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
My name is Eno Ogbevire. Yesterday, news filtered in that 2 million people will start receiving 20 billion naira monthly from June. That's according to the federal government under the National Cash Transfer Program. So 5,000 naira will be given to 2 million people each under the basic cash transfer, and an additional 5,000 naira under the conditional cash transfer. In 2018, according to the government, 19 states were covered under the National Cash Transfer Program. It increased to 24 states in 2019 and 36 under FCT in 2020, covering 1.6 million. So now they're moving it further to 2 million people. So it is conditioned on good health seeking and behavior, school retention, good water and hygiene conditions in the environment and homes. Okay. So she said the ministry designed and piloted a shock response social register called the Rapid Response Register to capture urban poor informal workers who were daily wage earners working across towns and cities and impacted by the COVID-19 lockdown. 150,000 will be paid by the end of April 2022. And they'll be receiving 6 months of support in cash. So this is not the first time that this government is doing this to maybe alleviate the sufferings or maybe level of poverty. It says the NPAR volunteer scheme provided temporary jobs for about 500,000 graduates under batch A and B. Then about 450,000 graduates under batch C, stream 1. 390,000 have been onboarded for batch C, stream 2. And says there's a presidential approval to enroll additional 1 million beneficiaries. Okay. So these are some of the spendings that this government has done. So my question this morning is very simple. How far would 5,000 naira go in your household today? That's what I want to know. We're not discussing the questions you have about the scheme itself. No, let's leave that for another day. The focus is just to find out how far 5,000 naira can go in your household. So from what I know, an average home in Nigeria caters to six people, the father, the mother, and four children. So if it's the father, the mother, three children, they'll likely have a maid or family member who lives with them that helps them out with chores or looks after the children when they are not there. So let's talk. 5,000 naira, how far would it go in your households? The scheme is supposed to start in June. I don't know if you'll be a beneficiary. So don't think about how, you know, collecting 5,000 from the federal government in June. 0817-923-0003 0817-923-0003 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. 2 million people start receiving 20 billion monthly from June. Some people think that it is a way of buying votes. I'm not sure how. But let's see how far 5,000 would go. And if for some people, that would be enough to buy their votes, maybe. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, I know you're here.
Okay, my name is Clement.
Okay.
5,000, let's start with a sachet of water.
Okay, hold on, Clement. Let's not start from there. Let's start from the things that your money goes into in the house, right?
The things that money
goes into in your house. So let's say you're dead. Okay, no, you don't have any cash and you're very hungry, yeah? And somebody gives you 5,000. Where would it go into?
Assuming there is no water, there is no kerosene in the house.
Mm.
A bottle, 1.5.
Liters.
Up to 150 cl of kerosene.
Mm.
I adulterated kerosene to the emphasize.
Mm. Did it write
500 naira?
Did it write that on the bottle when you go and buy? Go on.
I don't write that, but I put my mind that I cannot see it to buy in the police station.
Okay, so it's 500 naira.
The roadside.
Okay, that 500 naira. How long would it cook for?
Well, if I stay for a family of three, it will not last for 3 days.
Okay.
Of course, a bag of water, which is 200 naira, for a family of four, is just 1 day.
Oh, wow.
So we have 20 sachets in one bag. So you can imagine we are in a strict environment and we are advised to drink more water.
And it's hot now. Go on.
Exactly. That means in 3 days, we must have consumed like 600 naira. So almost 1,000 naira is gone. A cup of beans is 150 naira.
Okay.
So for a family of four, a cup of beans, I think we should be talking about like 6 cups of beans. Let's talk about gari. A rubber of gari is 1,000 naira. Then let's talk about rice. I'm not talking about, you cannot even use 1,500 naira to prepare okra soup.
Really?
You cannot use 1,000 naira to prepare okra soup. The portion of okra in the market is 200 naira for about 10, not even up to 10 seeds, for about 8 seeds.
Okay.
In fact, if that 8 seeds, if you are guaranteed 6 seeds, maybe 4 seeds must have been very strong, you cannot use it. So you have to buy okra of, like, let's say, 1,000 naira to guarantee that you are going to get maybe a reasonable pot of soup. So 5,000 naira cannot go anywhere. Let's say you cannot afford to buy the 150 CL, which is about 1,200. Half of it is like 600. A quarter, because there are days where I will need to get something. I'll say, okay, with what I have, let me just measure a quarter, which is almost 300 naira.
Wow.
So, Madam Mina, 500 naira cannot last for 24 hours for a family of four.
All right. Thank you. If 5,000 naira cannot last for 24 hours and we have 30 working days, parata 25. So let's just do it like that. So that means you have to earn about 150,000 naira to get by. Whoa. That's according to Clement's analysis. We're not in for.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I have 5,000 naira for you.
are you giving me now?
Can I do more than the federal government? No.
No, are you holding my own?
Till June.
Okay, June. You know, people say that a yam that is well cooked is very sweet to eat. But from when you put the yam in the fire and when it will done, what will you be eating? That's the question of the June right now. And a whooping 20 billion every month. And now please help me Google how much it takes to build a modular refinery. Okay, fine.
I don't have data. We're not aware of anything. Let's break down the 5,000.
No. I know, I understand.
No, let's start from there. Let's break down the 5,000.
That is where I'm starting from now.
Good.
Are you aware that a kg of gas is about 720 naira now?
Okay.
So if I do gas, and I say, okay, because I got that 5,000, let me buy 5 kg, that will not even carry me for 1 week. That's 3,600.
Whoa.
And now who shop, who not shop now? My family of five. Who go shop, who not go shop 5,000?
Wait, hold on. So the regular gas cylinder is 12.5, right?
12.5, yes. But you can go to some area where they can sell even 1 kg for you.
Okay, so let's buy 2 kg.
How long will it last?
We need to give value to this 5,000 naira. So 2 kg would be about
2 kg, that's 1,040 naira, right?
You said it's 720?
720, yes.
Yes, so it's 1,440. Okay, so you buy gas, 1,440. Yeah, so you have about you have about 3-6 left. What would you buy?
You buy 2 rubber of garri.
Everybody eats garri in Nigeria. I did not know. Daddy.
No, 2 rubber of garri is
how much? Wait.
Maybe you buy garri is 900.
Okay, so that's 1,800.
That's 4 liters.
That's 1,800. Okay.
Yes.
So what else would
you
buy?
Maybe you buy oil.
Okay.
And maybe smoke refill so that when there's nothing, you can mix that garri in the oil and add smoke refill. You're good to go.
Okay, let's just give that about 700 naira. So you have 4,000 gone already. So the last 1,000, what can it buy?
What can it buy?
You have garri and oil and crayfish.
Yes.
There may be 200 naira okra.
Okay, 200 naira okra, yes.
Inside that oil mix. So you have 1,000 left. So what would it buy?
1,000 can do pepper. We have oil already, right? We have okra already. You have crayfish already.
That's inside the 700 though, for the two bowl of two whatever of garri.
Yes.
So we're looking for something to eat the. Okay.
You need fish.
Wow.
Because if you buy meat, you have to buy fish again, maybe dry fish to spice it up. So you need just fish. And that fish can be less than 700 naira for the smallest one that looks like mosquito. So how long will it take you? Maybe 2 days, and that's all. Compared to when you invest this thing and people work and earn more than that every month, they shouldn't try this at home at all.
All right. Thank you. 5,000, 2 days for a family of four. Let's find out how far to go in your home. Good morning.
Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
You're welcome.
It will not even last 1 minute in my house. I don't eat like the fish. I don't eat like ants. I eat like a lion. I eat fresh things. Can you see poverty defined, about to be transferred to a generation by this administration? Check the billions of naira that they want to waste.
20, just 20.
20
monthly.
Billion.
Monthly. Yeah, but hold on. Let's not call it a waste just yet. You say you eat like a lion, and that's fine. So what smaller animals do you eat that would consume 5,000 naira?
You are baptized. Good morning to you. See,
you know, it's only fresh things that the lion eats now.
Of course, now.
So let me hear the animals that will be at.
Look at the stockfish. What and price the stockfish being wrapped? This one they use rubber band to wrap. Not one in the nylon here to just wrap on it. How much is that one? How much is granite oil or even palm oil? I'm not talking about hydrotreated palm oil, real palm oil from where you normally buy. How can you calculate? So just eat once and die. That is the definition. Just eat once and die. A cup of garri is that much. We are going too far. Go to the restaurant. A plate of food in a restaurant. I mean, it's too worth. 300 naira.
How much?
300. I mean, it's too worth. I'm not talking about the other side.
300 naira. Okay.
Now you are eating three a day meals.
No extra.
No extra.
That's 900 naira.
Imagine.
But people like to eat bread, you know, as desserts, you know, before they sleep. So you need to buy a loaf of bread, 600 naira. So that's 1,500 a day.
It will not go anywhere. This whole project is being, there is an undertone to this. 20 billion, go to the cassava international market now. A ton is being sold for about $500 per ton. Multiply it, come use that money to Nigeria. You will employ over 2 million Nigerians in 1 month. Over 2 million, 1 month, you employ Nigerians. Is it the potato international market? All this because of the crisis in whatever now. Commodity of foods are skyrocketing. Nobody is planting.
Okay.
I'm talking about Ukraine and Russia. What about here in Africa here? The Sahel. We get this property already, and United Nations are sourcing for food to handle this food crisis. And Nigeria has this arable land that is fertile. And a government that has this kind of money to invest into agriculture want to share this money. This is rigging.
All right. All right. I'm getting messages on social media. Interesting, but I want you to break it down for me. You know, many times when we talk about money, a lot of people don't understand how far or not it will go until you actually start to break it down. I really would like many people who go to the open market to tell me the last time they went to the market and spend 5,000 and what they were able to buy with it. Because if a family has four people eating, and God bless you, if you have teenagers in your home, or you're like one of our callers, you eat like a lion, you who only preys on fresh, you know, food, then we would understand clearly what 5,000 could mean to a person or to a home in Nigeria. My name is Enoch, we're very commercial, and we keep talking. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. It's 30 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. The federal government says from the month of June 2022, they'll begin sharing 5,000 naira to Nigerians, and the figure will come to 20 billion starting from June. And so I'm trying to find out from you as a person, member of a household, how far 5,000 naira would go in your household. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. If you don't cook and you eat out, please do help to also join the conversation so we can find out how far it will go for you. All right? My name is Enol Beviri. Okay, this one says 4,500 will go to their data subscription, and the rest will go to the bank charges. It says because 5,000 will not buy them reasonable food stuff. Okay, this one says the question should be for the woman who's hawking on the streets. So the woman who's hawking on the street, from what you know we have seen, she would likely have four children and a husband. So that's five people in the home, right? And herself, six. That she hawks pure water or sells abacha doesn't mean that she goes to a market that the rest of us don't go to. Perhaps her choices would be more limited, perhaps. But the 5,000 is still the 5,000. This one says it can only buy me a rubber of beans and half basin of garri, that's all. Wow. Barry Johnson is asking if it's 5,000 a day. 5,000 per household. It's not 5,000 a day. Barry, I don't know if you're locked in Currencyville right now. 5,000 a day gives you 150,000 naira. It's 5,000 per household, per person. Of course, there won't be more than one person per household so that I can go around. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Madam Eno.
How are you?
I'm very fine, and you too?
I'm good.
Okay, my name is David West, KTM Nigeria. Just like the text message you just read, I also wanted to ask, if it is 5,000 naira for a day, then it will make lots of money to me.
But wait now. People like us that have a 9-to-5, do we earn 5,000 naira a day? This table you want to shake now, let's break it.
People like me?
Let's break this table now.
5,000 naira a day.
People get paid 30,000 naira for 30 days work. I'm sure you're aware. You know how much minimum wage is, right?
Look at it this way. The difference is, in your own case, the salary is constant. It comes at the end of every month. You are very sure of it. But in this circumstance, it is not as if you are very sure of it. It can come today, this month, and in the next month, you will not see it.
In what circumstance?
In this very present circumstance, is it that your salary, the case of your salary is constant, you are sure of it, very guaranteed. But this 5,000 naira is like a dash, so you are not sure of it, whether it is constant or not.
Well, yes, so
if it is going to be for a day...
It cannot be for a day, it won't even be like that.
Okay, so how do you give me 5,000 naira for the month?
Yeah, 5,000 for a month.
Yeah.
If you get it.
Only transport alone will take the 5,000 naira, you are aware.
I'm not aware. Where did Waka go? Can't you stay somewhere and eat and be merry and thank the Lord? Where are you going to? How far would it go in your household? He said for him, just transportation.
Good morning, Ina.
Good morning.
Chinke Daniel in Mogate. It will do me, I can manage it for a month. This is what our present government, what they mean. For us, the poorest of the poor. All others that are calling.
No, hold on, sir. Let's do the math. So you are the poorest of the poor. You have 5,000. Let me know how it will go. Let's break it down. Go on.
Bread and akara.
How
once
much?
Once a day for 30 days.
Once a day.
Bread and akara.
How much once is the bread and akara?
I drink water.
Wait. How much is the bread and akara?
Bread and we have the one of 250, 300, and akara.
So
maybe 50 naira.
Akara, 50 naira is... You won't see it now.
What our present government is looking at.
Wait. So 300 per day. No, that's not even... If you want to eat bread and akara. So like 400 naira now. Then you have six people in the house. That's 2,400.
Bread and gram nut.
Where did they sell 30 naira groundnuts?
Bread and groundnuts, I can't.
Where do they sell 30 naira groundnuts?
Huh?
Where do they sell?
They sell it here.
Where?
It may be maybe about 20 nuts or thereabouts.
I can't even deal. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're not cheering for.
Yes.
5,000. Leave what you're thinking. Let's go to the market with your 5,000. What would come out of it? Let's hear you.
This government is weak. They need to go to hospital.
You're not cheering for.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, who's on the line?
Yes, like I said in my text message, there is a woman. She normally comes to me and my office, service advisor. She has a family of four.
Plus herself and her husband, six, right?
Yes.
Okay.
On this basis, that advisor is not up to 5,000.
Okay.
You're giving that kind of money. Will she be grateful?
Hold on. You said the whole abacha she sells is not up to 5,000.
Yeah, she carries on her head.
Yeah, but the one that carries on her head here, only if you calculate the fish, it's almost 5,000. Okay, so let's agree with you. Hold on. Let's agree with you that her whole tree, whatever, is not up to 5,000. How do they feed? Do you know? Okay, let's. Yeah, go on.
Yes, she said after selling that, she buy food for her family.
So she eats. So she eats from her business every day.
Yes, that business.
Okay. Do you have any idea how much she spends? How much they eat?
that much they eat. I can't promise to that one.
Because that's where the crux of the matter is.
If you're not giving that 5,000, if our business is 5,000, increases it to 10,000 naira. Don't you think so?
It doesn't increase because if they're eating from the business, then it's not really increasing. It's not increasing.
No, if she spends 5,000 naira today,
then they eat from the money.
No, you use it for business, but do you eat? I don't even use to eat. If you have business to do, you invest the money. You can invest the money.
Okay. So for you, it would be very valuable to her.
When you don't have anything to do, when they give you money, some of us who are calling on radio, we'll use it and buy that ourselves. Some of us calling on radio. Yeah? We are talking about how we are living. That okay. woman there don't know what it's called at all.
Yeah, but she has needs as well.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It would be nice for you to help me. Perhaps you can send a message when you're done. Just ask her, like, how much do they spend on the food every day? Because if she has six, there are six in the home, and you're saying from the business they eat after she's done, I mean, that's even very scary. That means that they probably eat just twice a day. Something for energy in the morning, then something after she's done working during the day. And does that also mean that her husband doesn't work? Dangerous. Good morning.
Hello, my sister and Tiena.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
My name is Chelsea Foster Muziko, calling from Bonny Island. 5,000 naira for the poorest of the poor will not go anywhere. A caller said bread and akara. The lowest bread is cost 80 naira for this small round bread. One.
In Bonny.
Cost 80 naira. The higher one is 150. Now, how much is akara? If I eat bread and akara morning, let's assume I eat bread and akara in the morning and I also eat bread and akara in the night. Times it by this 31 days or by 30 days. 5,000 naira would not do anything for the poorest of the poor in Nigeria as it stands. Now, the only business 5,000 naira can even do for somebody is pure water business. Maybe you're carrying in your head and you're selling, but if you're even eating from that 5,000 naira and from that pure water business, you eat down the business. So what is 5,000 naira in this current situation? 5,000 naira is nothing. Just like somebody said, it's for data alone. How much do I spend for my data? In just a month, how much do I spend for my own data? Then how much for transportation? And so, see, 5,000 naira is not, is we don't call that money.
All right.
Not, that is not money.
Okay, thank you for calling. So if you're spending 5,000 data, is it just to communicate with friends or to do business? The message is here. I know I was six in my house. 5,000 of the 5,000, 2,000 we used to cook manageable. Okay. One, two for a rubber of gari, 400 for kerosene, 800 for a loaf of bread, 500 for two tins of milk, 100 for sugar and tea. That's a bag, tea bag. What are we going to eat the next day? Bernard Wachgu is asking. This one says, can get me gari 500, ugu 300, okra 700, salt 50, pepper 100, crayfish 200, fish 1,000, 2 kg of gas, 1.5, okay? Oil 200, pure water 200, TP 500, total 5,250. Means I'll have to borrow 250 naira from Ghana. To manage it for a day of 3 square meal, it's sarcastic to think of. Now, if it's a monthly stipend for a home of 5 persons, then the government is not serious. A lacks clue of what's going on in the country. Kingston Naji, 5,000 can only buy a carton of noodles and a crate of egg for my children. But if it's to cook, it can only cook a pot of soup and a pot of stew. Wow. Pot of soup and a pot of stew. Okay, so I bought fish over the weekend. I haven't bought that kind of fish in a while. And it was 2,000 naira. three pieces, right? That would not cook a pot of stew and a pot of soup. Only the fish. I'm not talking about the sauce. Gary, 1,000. Meat, 500. Fish, 400. Crayfish, 100. Egusi, 200. Periwinkle. Yeah, big man, oh. Yeah, still in periwinkle inside 5,000. Fufu, 100. Okasi, 300. Palm oil, 200. Kanda, 200. See them, oh. Put out on like us to wear good shoes in Nigeria for cheap. 3,200. Ima, Iyose, Kango, my sister. Okay, I can tell. We need... Okay, someone says, well, they need the money. Okay, so Law is saying that I shouldn't be surprised that the Abacha woman could be making as much as 5,000 from her business in 2 days. So how much do they eat? How much do they eat? Good morning.
Good morning, Anna.
Yes, good morning.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right.
Anna, mm-hmm. I'm single. Mm. I don't cook.
Yeah, you don't mingle.
No, I don't. I always eat outside, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you know, 5,000. every day in the morning, I spend 700 naira to eat rice. Maybe in Buka. You understand?
Mm.
Then, yes, in the afternoon, I spend 600 naira to eat. Then in the night, I spend 700 naira. Now, can I calculate 5,000 naira minus 700, 600, 2,000 every day?
Mm.
How much is he going to do? Look, it is not enough. And all that money can be used to revive so many moribund industries and create employment for Ghana cloud.
All right. Thank you.
Hello.
So he would eat after 2 days.
Good one.
He would rest. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Federal government, they will stop amazing me. Do you know that the tuber of yam now is how much?
How much?
There is some tubers of yam now. 800.
Okay,
people. 1,000. Okay, I was even saying 800. I don't normally go market. My wife is here.
Mm-hmm. Give her the phone. Your market administrator is there. Chief of Kitchen Affairs. Good morning, madam.
Good morning, ma.
How many children are we feeding in this house? Only two of you.
Yes, okay.
All right, so you have 5,000 naira to cook with. Tell us how the money will go.
It will not reach anything, no. kerosene.
How much is kerosene?
This small bottle of mine is 256.
Mm.
Why did the... Hello?
Yes, madam, go on.
Good evening, that I bought here the day before yesterday. One small yam like that, I bought it 800.
Mm-hmm.
With I bought it because he can be able to sell the yam for me. So where are we going? Where are we heading to?
So you have 800 to buy yam. You buy kerosene.
Yes.
What else would you buy?
You don't buy stuff to make soup. How much is garina? How much is bed of garina? 1,000, one something.
Mm.
It's not rich anywhere.
All right. Sir, thank you. Madam, she says it does not reach anywhere. What of in your house? How far would it go?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Please, I'm finding this matter. Mm-hmm. Why not so agriculture, so the size of commodity will actually come back. Because it is very expensive. You go to the market,
do you go to the market?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would 5,000 buy for you?
That's what I'm saying. The building of Ghana, I'm not saying. Then we are not talking about the building of Ghana. We don't move money to buy the building of Ghana. After buying the building of Ghana, what we need it to be done? Or we need us come back in and we bring the Ghana.
All right. A lot of people eat Gary, oh. I didn't realize Gary was this popular. No wonder they say he's been saving lives since 1462. Good morning.
Hello. Yeah, honorable.
Do you cook?
And for me, there's not scatter money.
No, do you cook? Do you go to the market?
Only me, yes. One thing, 5,000, I will not do. Come talk like a 1 month. I have 5 in the pan, now I'm going to do it. And now when maybe then, scatter this morning, and somebody will be eating through this morning.
Thank you. 5,000 naira. Well, how far would it go in your own home is the question. When are you in for?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
To be sincere, 5,000 naira is not an amount to be mentioned in a family for one day.
Mm.
In a family of from two, you should not mention it.
Wow.
Yes, because, okay, in my own case, throughout yesterday, I did not eat, to be sincere to you.
You're on a fast?
I'm not in any fast. I'm trying to save. I'm trying to tie up my belly so that maybe today that I'll be going out, let me eat something. Because yesterday I did not go out, so I did not bother to eat.
Okay.
So today that I'm going out, I have to eat so that I will have some strength. And I was saving the food of yesterday for today. So any day my wife wants to cook, we don't think of 5,000 because if we must cook a pot of soup or food that will take us for days, we have to, you know, to use a reasonable amount of money, not 5,000. Unless you want to eat it that day, or you cook it in the morning, evening is finished. So whatever we are doing with such an amount of money should not be mentioned, because we are only endangering our lives and that of our family. 5,000 won't be enough for any family of two, three, and above.
Okay.
For a day.
All right. Thank you for sharing. So he went without yesterday so he can have to eat today. Someone doesn't believe that to get all the Tony is saying that the money is not for the elites. I mean, so when you say elites, you see, I think that we have a false sense of status in Nigeria. When I was younger, when I was a child, let me use that term, in the 90s, maybe in the 80s, we had what we call a middle-class family. We had the middle class. But I dare say today that that class does not exist in Nigeria. And the gap has become so wide, you know. Someone is saying the elites. I mean, I was telling you about how I went to the market and only the fish, three pieces, and they're not even big, 2,000 naira. And I had to go to like the distributor's place. So imagine if I went to the regular market, it should have been maybe 3,000 or maybe 2,500. Then what is left to make a meal? So when you use the word elite, it starts to become suspect. I also know, though, that a lot of people live way above their means. So if you see a person who you might call an elite, you find that they are neck in debt. And they're not in debt because they are building houses. They're in debt because they want to feed well and they want to look good and they want to appear, you know, together to you who might even have more money than they do. So that word elite in Nigeria, except you mean people that can read and write, I don't know. We need to, you know, understand it better. 5K, no. Let's see. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, hello.
Yes, you're on.
Go on. Hello, 5,000 for me. 5,000 will not
cannot do anything for me. But there are people that when you give them 5,000, they can manage it. That is this thing I know. If you do have 50,000 in a month, and somebody is telling you that he's giving you 5,000, you will see it as nothing. Now, we are saying that this 5,000 is not enough. You cannot compare someone who can say for the whole month, you will not see 5,000. I think if they give these people this 5,000, they will appreciate it. Thank you.
Maybe what it is that did you not see 5,000 in bulk? Okay, so for those of you who are saying that it is small money, I mean, I've not put any value to it. As I said, call and let me know what, because the first things that people think about is their belly. Even the wealthy people, they think about what they're going to eat. Even if they're going to eat grapes and, you know, caviar, they will still, I mean, you think about what you're going to eat eventually, you know. So it's not a thing for the poor. Food is for people to eat when they're alive, right? Might not be the first thing that comes to mind, but for a greater number of people, I mean, check now, it's 8:54 a.m. How many of you calling haven't had breakfast? How many of you who are listening haven't had breakfast? I've had breakfast. So it's important that I eat. If you have children, at this time they've not eaten, that means something is wrong in your house. Some people wake up at 6. I want to drink tea. And you think they are elitist. They're not elitist. That's just normal. The child of the, what some of you have called the poorest of the poor, they still want to eat, wake up in the morning and eat. That their parents cannot provide for them doesn't mean that they still don't have hunger or they don't have desires to eat and be fed well. So perhaps the case of, say, people have not seen 5,000 in together at once, because a person makes 250 a day in 25 days, it's 5,000. And on kerosene, 35 CL is 600. That's for Pofaya Ono. Gari 500, half custard rice, 1 cup 200, pure water 200. It's a time bomb to families. Aniekon Iyang, send that in. Good morning.
Hello, no, good morning.
Yes, you're on.
Good morning. God bless you. No. This is Fred Michael calling from Nkoro.
All right, Fred.
You know, 5,000 naira can take us a long. The people in this country don't know how to economize things.
Tell me the economics that you're going to use, Michael.
I need the government is giving us 5,000 naira at least.
Michael?
What is it?
Tell me the economics that you're going to use.
Do you cook?
No, it's not if you're going to. Do you cook? Hold on, calm down. We're having a conversation. Michael, don't be like that. Excuse me, Michael. Thank you for calling. I just wanted us to have a conversation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, let's hear you.
I think it's a work on development.
Hello? Yeah, go on, Mike. Go on. What's your name?
My name is Daniel. I think it's a work on development.
Okay.
5,000 is going along to help Nigerians. It's a work on development.
All right. Are you going to tell us how you will spend yours, perhaps, if you got it, on food?
I don't really cook. So,
but you eat.
Yeah.
No, hold on, Daniel. Daniel, you eat, yes. Right?
Yes, I eat.
So how much do you spend a day since you don't cook?
I don't spend much. I spend like 200 just for transport.
Oh, so you don't eat during the day? You don't eat at all. You just transport and.
I eat during the day.
What do you eat? How much do you spend?
It's not me that cooks my food. Someone cooks food for me.
So how much do you give the person to cook? That lasts for 5,000, for example. How long would it go?
It's good. It's
a week.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Daniel, for sharing. Appreciate. I read a message, says that we're not realistic in this country. What can 5,000 naira do in the modern Nigeria if we can be sincere to ourselves and not be political on everything? Things are bad, simple. A family of five can't even use it. All right. Thank you for joining the conversation. I think it's something to think about. Perhaps it also helps us to think about where we are economically as a nation, that 5,000 would be a lot or even enough for a family of five or six to feed from. My name is Eno Beverly on socials at Enigma City. News is up at 9 o'clock. Jude will come through. Good morning.